This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1670. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 22nd, Andaman Islands, Antarctica, Australia, Bulgaria, Costa Rica, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, Guam, Guatemala, Indonesia, Mexico, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Oman, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Portugal, St. Kitts, Sarawak, Somaliland, Spain, Syria, Taiwan, Tunisia, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On the DX India Group, May 20th, Joe's Jacob reports, on the only shortwave station in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, All India Radio, Port Blair. It has broken down, no longer being heard. He contacted the station and they confirmed the shortwave transmitter is off the air, but they are trying to repair it. It's a 10 kilowatt unit on 4760, and ironically, there's another AIR station up in Kashmir on the same frequency, or it used to be, LEH. But it moved to 4660, which means nothing at all heard on 4760 while Port Blair is missing. Its schedule had been 2355 to 0300 UT and 1030 to 17 or 1730. And in between in the daytime, the rarely reported frequency, although not continuously, of 7390. Following up our big news last week about the reactivation of LRA 36 Antarctica 15476. As of May 22nd, it appears the last time anyone managed to hear it or even traces of a carrier on that frequency was Wednesday, May 15th. Usually via the Twente SDR in the Netherlands. I've tried that a number of times myself, something I don't normally bother with, and was not able to hear it. We think the schedule is supposed to be Monday through Friday between 18 and 21 UT. Of course, this could also be a matter of poor propagation, even if they have been on the air at least part of this time. But it'll pay to keep checking 15476 for Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel. Horacio Negro in Uruguay has been checking their Facebook called Junto a Vos, where they finally accepted him to be a friend, as well as some other DXers. And they said the station would resume on Monday the 20th, even though I've seen no reports of it since then. Apparently the staff were busy unloading supplies on some of the previous days and couldn't get the station on the air. In Baxter, New South Wales, not too far in Sydney from Radio Simban on 2368.5, says, for the past several weeks I've been hearing Samoan programming from Radio Simban full-time. At times low-level modulation speech and the language has made identification tedious. I contacted the station with several questions, but they only replied with a single line. Radio Simban is working on some projects, and while they're busy, they've allowed their friends, a Samoan group, to broadcast on their license. There is occasional advertising, probably from a Samoan group in Sydney, since they mentioned a suburb. Ron Howard heard a rather strange announcement from Radio Australia as it signed on 11665, May 22nd at 1259 UT, in English just before the Chinese service started. He said Radio Australia programs will not be broadcast for several hours from 10:30 this Friday evening. Instead, join us for a special selection of the most beautiful music in the world, courtesy of ABC Classic FM. Radio Australia services should resume by midday Saturday Eastern Australia time. As usual, this was mixing with a strong signal of YFM from Malaysia already on 11665. We've been urging Radio Australia to move and avoid this unfortunate collision. But we're not sure if this programming change has anything to do with that problem. Radio Australia is colliding with Malaysia between 1300 and 1530 UT, RTM Sarawak, YFM, is relayed back to Sarawak from West Malaysia at an appropriate skip distance on shortwave. And Zacharias Liangas in Greece heard that signing off after the national anthem at 16:02 UT, May 18th. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing a very strong signal, apparently of local origin there at Kostinbrod, on 9400 in Arabic at 2100 UT, May 17th. Tarek Zaidan in Egypt listened to the recording, or maybe he heard it himself, and says the idea is Idat al-Akhbar al-Mafreha, which means joyful news radio. They were reading Bible verses and explaining how to be a good Christian. Went on past 2215 UT. Ivo Ivanov also heard a website given as www.arabicbroadcasting.com, and furthermore it was audible on the second harmonic 18800, another indication that it was a strong nearby signal, although not necessarily. The entire schedule turned out to be 21 to 23 UT, and he believes it's one of their 100 kilowatt transmitters aimed 126 degrees. It turns out this thing has cropped up before in connection with some other Christian Arabic services, notably the one which used to be on 12025 under the auspices of HCJB relays in Canada or England at 21 UT. This was almost 10 years ago, in fact. They were still using, or already using, the ArabicBroadcasting.com website. Thanks to Wolfgang Bujel for researching that info from the archives of DX Listening Digest. Then Ivo Ivanov revised his information about this for only one sesquihour, starting at 2100 and a power of 70 kilowatts. He says they were testing from May 17th to 19th. So not clear if they're still on the air on 9400. You may recall that frequency was recently used by Brother Scare for relays via Bulgaria. Bernie Solano in Costa Rica tells me that his new program Mundo Sorprendiente, Surprising World, which has some elements of a DX program, and is on Radio Costa Rica 9:30 a.m. at 0300 UT Sundays, and is also webcast via www.radiocr.net, is running some contests, such as identifying radio stations, and is offering some souvenirs. There will be a virtual QSL for those who hear it online, and a physical one for those who actually hear it on 930 medium wave. And he says it's now being carried sometime during the week in 30-minute segments around 0215 UT on Radio Verdad in Guatemala, 4055. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the newish clandestine for Eritrea, Radio Shoruk, meaning sunrise, was missing on May 17th. It had been scheduled Monday through Friday, and that was a Friday, in Arabic via Kostinbrod, Bulgaria, at 16 to 17 UT on 11610. We might check it further to see if it's permanently gone. Another one was also missing for Ethiopia, more or less, Dimse Radio Irena at 17 to 1730 UT, also on May 17th, scheduled on 11560. But in this case, the carrier was still on the air. Then on the 18th, it was heard signing on at 1700 in Tigrinya with news by a man and woman and a good signal, says Luca Bottafiora in Italy, vclnews.it. Ron Howard in California was pleased to hear Amhara State Radio in Ethiopia on 6090 in the clear May 22nd at 0309, since Anguilla was having transmitter problems and didn't start until 0320, and after that was going on and off with further problems. Mostly Horn of Africa music from the Ethiopian in the clear. Europeans fond of American radio going back many, many years are about to lose a major outlet. American Forces Network Wiesbaden on 873 kHz has announced it is closing down as of May 31st. The news via Daniel Kaler and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, and Chris Greenway in the UK, who found an announcement about it at www.afneurope.net. It's turning off its 8:73 a.m. transmitter in central Germany May 31st as a part of the Department of Defense's ongoing efforts to reduce operating costs. It provides power network programming, a mix of news, talk, and political commentary. They're also on FM with a different service, AFN The Eagle, on 98.7, which will continue also with local news, traffic, weather, and community information. And, of course, they go on to say how you can hear it online or on your phone, etc. But no more on medium wave 873. Wolfgang Büschel says the power was originally 150 kilowatts, but it's been rather weak lately, probably no more than 50. And a reminder to listeners in Europe that you can hear this World of Radio program via Hamburger Lokalradio 7265 CUSB, Saturdays at 6:30 and 14:30 UT, and repeated on Wednesdays. Wolfgang Büschel confirmed the May 18th airing at 06:30. He says a steady S8 or 9 signal from the Guerin site there in Stuttgart. Via Robert Kipp and Mike Terry, the Rhein-Main Radio Club, RMRC of Frankfurt, will broadcast another special program via WRMI 9955. It's Saturday evening, UT Sunday, June 2nd, from 03 until 04, in English and German, compiled by their member Nick Barker, for listeners in North, Central, and South America, and perhaps also reaching Europe. Introducing the club and its activities, and there will be a special QSL card issued only by the RMRC. Please do not send reports about this to WRMI. Reports may be via email or pmail, details at www.rmrc.de. Here's a special DRM test from KTWR Guam to Japan on Friday and Saturday, May 24th and 25th at 12:30 to 13 UT on 15570. They really want reports, especially from Japan, but anywhere else it may be heard, according to Mike Sabin of KTWR in New Zealand, DX Times. Power will be 75 kilowatts. Wolfgang Büschel points out there could be interference from the Voice of Tibet on 15568 via Tajikistan, and of course the Chinese jamming on 15570. Ron Howard in California has kept checking for the reactivated RRI Ternate, Indonesia on 3344.87. But he says as of May 21st, they continue silent since their May 16th broadcast. They were only reactivated for 4 days. They seem to have just come back on for that special programming, a Quran recitation competition. A reminder to be on the lookout for sporadic E, FM, and TVDX as the peak season is just about upon us. I got a new TV antenna covering Channel 2, but so far all I've seen is XHY TV in Merida, Yucatan, which is certainly nice to see, but I've picked it up many times before. Channel 2 around 15:30 UT, May 19th, and they conveniently have a live web stream to make it easier to ID. Radio New Zealand International has been catching up on QSL cards, that is, EQSLs. Tony Ashar in Indonesia and Bill Blair Alvarez in Texas both report receiving them, or rather a link to the RNZI website where you can collect your QSL properly filled out, and apparently anyone else can look at it as well. By the way, RNZI keeps modifying their shortwave transmission schedule, although it's not obvious because they don't change the effective dates on their website. But just to be sure, always check their website for the current schedule, even though they're not always following it exactly. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1670. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for financial support from David Eastman in Loudoun, New Hampshire, who contributed via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. By the way, I appreciate all the inquiries about my welfare following the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. I'm in Enid, which is about 80 miles away. Despite the saturation coverage of the tornado on local TV and national cable networks, we paid some attention to what was happening on local radio around Oklahoma City. We knew that at least four AM stations have transmitter sites on the southern side of OKC, in fact, very close to the tornado area in Moore. One of them was immediately missing, KWPN on 640, and we were afraid that their towers may have been destroyed. A couple of others were off the air part of the time, KOKC 1520 and KRMP 1140. The other one, which apparently stayed on, was KTOK 1000. But it appears all the towers survived. It's just a matter of power outages. Many of the radio stations, of course, AM and FM, were simulcasting one TV station or another with their continuous coverage of the tornado and its aftermath. You'll find my monitoring observations on this in some detail in the new DX Listening Digest 13-21. Radio Sultanate of Oman has been switching frequencies around. 15560 has been their frequency for English at 14 to 15 UT for several months now, since they left 15140. Then, after 1600, they've been using 15595 the rest of the day until 22 in Arabic. However, on May 16th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found they were on 15560 for those 6 hours in Arabic, starting at 1600, a clear frequency avoiding interference with Vatican radio at 16 to 1630. But on May 17th, they were back on 15595. Then on May 18th, Jorge Freitas in Brazil says they were back on 15560 when checked at 1620. Last week from Lahore, we quoted critical comments by Aslam Javaid about Radio Pakistan's external shortwave service, and how he's sent us a review of Urdu transmissions for Pakistan by other international broadcasters, written in English, fortunately for us, and that appears in the new DX Listening Digest 13-21. In fact, Urdu listeners are in a rather fortunate situation. He says, we witnessed closure of shortwave services by major international broadcasters during the last 10 years. However, Pakistan has remained an exception. Only Radio Tashkent, Uzbekistan, closed down all its shortwave services, including Urdu, but no other international broadcaster has closed down Urdu for Pakistan permanently during the last sesquidecade. In fact, VOA and China have increased broadcast hours for Pakistan, and Vatican Radio launched an Urdu service during the recent years. And then he evaluates Urdu language services from 14 stations, not including some additional missionaries. Ron Howard reminds us that this is the last week to catch Wantok Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, without Chinese interference on 7325 between 1000 and 1257 UT. CRI was taking a maintenance break and is scheduled to start up again Sunday, May 26th. He says weekdays, WRL normally plays religious songs from about 1205 till back to the Bible, starting about 1230. And there's often an ID around 1220 UT. The new A13 update to the World Radio TV Handbook is now available on their website. João Costa in Portugal went through it and enumerated the number of countries still broadcasting in Portuguese on shortwave, that is, international services, and he came up with 18 stations. That does not include, of course, numerous domestic Brazilian shortwave stations. Perhaps the last of the 5 kilohertz split medium wave stations in the Americas is ZIZ in St. Kitts, 555 kHz. However, on the NRC AM list, DXer Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says, I've not noted 555 lately, even when I use a cardioid antenna that reduces interference on 560 kHz. This is the case even when Radio Paradise on 820, PJB 800, and Venezuelans and Puerto Ricans are coming in well. ZIZ had been off the air quite a while and then came back, seemingly at less power a few months ago. Their website, radio.zizonline.com, still shows 555 AM as well as FM 96.1 and 95.9. And he wonders if anyone in the Caribbean or anywhere with an online receiver is able to pick up ZIZ on 555. Dave Marthouse replies, I have a ham radio friend on St. Kitts, and he's informed me a few weeks back that 555 was down. He didn't know what the reason was. Their FM station was still running. Ron Howard in California reports hearing Radio Hargeisa Somaliland again in the mornings, 7120, May 22nd at 0345. They may have signed on around 0330 as usual. They had been missing for about 2 weeks. Dave Harries in England says, contrary to the WRTH update, Spain's weekend transmission in English to Europe at 21 to 22 UT was heard very well, crystal clear, May 19th on 9660, and that was the frequency announced, not the listed 9650. Meanwhile, in North America, they continue to broadcast in English daily for 1 hour, starting at midnight UT on 6055, the same frequency they've used for many years, every month of the year, even though in the summer it's pretty much useless here due to the noise level on the 6 megahertz band that early in the evening. On the other hand, Spanish on 9535 comes in quite well. They really ought to be on a higher band, or on the Costa Rica relay, where they have never put their English broadcast. But we're lucky that Radio Exterior de España condescends to continue any English at all. No shortwave broadcast to monitor from Syria, but from nearby Cairo, Egypt, Tarek Zaidan reports on medium wave and also FM. Checking on May 16th around 1730 UT, I noticed that Syrian medium wave frequencies 783 and 567 were off the air. Instead, he was hearing Sudan Omdurman on 783 loud and clear. In the meantime, he says, the opposition radio Watan FM, representing the voice of the revolution in Syria, announced a new FM frequencies in Adleb on 90.3 and even in Damascus on 98.8 megahertz, the first time they announced a fixed frequency for Damascus. He says, keep on checking the medium wave frequencies. Following last week's report by Ron Howard that the voice of Quang Hua from Taiwan had shifted 1 kHz to 9746, I heard it too May 16th at 1250, making an annoying heterodyne with Japan on 9750. However, it didn't last long. Ron Howard follows up that on May 20th they were back on 9745 after several days on 9746, but they were off the air on May 17th, 18th, and 19th, according to monitoring by Dan Sheedy. This is around 1126 in Chinese. And he also heard it on 9745, May 21st, between 1353 and 1442. The other off-frequency Taiwan station, Fuxing, remained on 9774, checked at 1219 with Celine Dion. Ian Baxter in Australia says, financial woes at Family Radio have also affected Radio Taiwan International. I'd thought that the RTI programs via WYFR transmitters and Family Radio via RTI transmitters were a one-for-one swap with no exchange of funds. But this info is apparently incorrect. One-third of the funding for RTI comes from non-government sources. With the culling of many Family Radio broadcasts globally, apparently, RTI experienced a significant income loss from the loss of Family Radio airtime via its transmitters. RTI says this has affected their operations. I asked Dan Elier at WYFR Okeechobee about this, and he confirms that although Spanish and Portuguese are dropped as of June 1st, WYFR will continue broadcasting in English in the evenings on 6115 and will continue for the time being the Taiwan relays, including English at 22 on 15440 and at 03 on 6115. He says it's too early to say what will be the ultimate fate of the Okeechobee facility. We're still hearing Tunisia on 7275 around 0500, but with a rather noisy signal this time of year. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has monitored and concluded that it's on the air now for only 1 hour, a reduced schedule, starting 3 minutes before 0500, and then followed by one more hour, starting at 3 minutes before 0700 on 7335. All the other shortwave broadcasts are no longer heard. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Kenneth Vitodziki comments on the financial problems at Family Radio, which have been reported in several news stories. One of them says by the end of 2011, Family Radio had less than $283,000 in cash on hand, down from a sesquimillion at the start of the year and $2.5 million at the end of 2008. And they got a bridge loan to keep operating. He explains that a bridge loan is the corporate and municipal equivalent of a payday loan, short-term money meant to tide you over with a high interest rate. If you ever hear of a bridge loan, it's your clue to run in the other direction. WYFR might be on the auction block soon, he says. Anyone want to buy some swamp land in Florida with some rather large transmitters and antennas on it? I bet it will be had for fire sale prices. I wonder if Jeff White has been saving his pennies. Getting back to TVDX, Dave Pomeroy in Topeka, Kansas, reports to WTFDA that the most often received Channel 4 digital TV station by Sporadic E at his location is WACP in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on Channel 4. And also, there was quite a tropoduct opening all the way from San Antonio to Indianapolis, reported by Mike Glass. He picked up several San Antonio TV stations on UHF, almost 1,000 miles away. This happened May 20th between 9:15 and 10:15 UT. The most distant was KENS Channel 39 at 999 miles. For special events such as tornadoes, some TV stations start live streaming when they don't ordinarily do it. And now, New York City stations have also started streaming, apparently in response to something called Aereo, A-E-R-E-O. Carl Zuck says WABC in New York and WPVI Philadelphia have begun full-time streaming via abc.go.com. However, it may be restricted geographically. Carl adds, now there's another in response, apparently, WCBS at newyork.cbslocal.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 May 28th. Solar flux dropping from 125 May 23rd to 100 on the 30th and 31st, and up to 140 June 12th and 13th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1670. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.